Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, Havarim. Yes, I. Here, Havarim. Yikarim. Yes, I. So here, the eighth day, Sunday service, first day service here at the eighth day also. Here, the Gregorian calendar, this podcast right here in the 2023 Gregorian year. Here, we're at the eighth day. Interesting how that works out right there, because we're coming close to that Acharit Yamim, you know, the end of days, of the days that were appointed. Yes, the days that were appointed, you know, for Yahuwah's anointed. So here, brothers and sisters and brothers, here for the eighth day service right here in the season, here for the first day service, also known as the first day, you know, here, notice the eighth day, you know, bringing us back to the one, you know, that infinity. Yes, I, the divinity, that divinity of the divine majesty, B'Shem Yeshua HaMoshiach. So here, brothers and sisters, we have the fifth, the sixth, and the seventh Aliyot. Now, here as we're completing this first book of Moshe, there's some very, very interesting points, you know, we'd like to zoom in on, such as the point that the patriarch Jacob made, you know, to Yosef, Yawasif, you know, the Lord of the Sith, the Adon in Mitzrayim, the Aton, Aten. Well, he said in Genesis chapter 48 at verse 22, he says, "Moreover, I have given to thee one portion above thy brethren, which I took out of the hand of Ha-Emori." Okay, yes. Let's see if the, come online. Just waiting for the Rastafari Israelites, hopefully come online right there. Looking at the board right here. Yes, I. Let's see if this is real what I'm looking at right here on the board. Okay, that dropped right there for a moment. So let's take a moment, brothers and sisters, you know, as we just fulfill the After Shabbat podcast, and then beginning here, Eastern Standard Time at the 1 a.m. Iowa, you know, with the first day service, a.k.a. the Sunday service, also known as the Sunday service. Find some very interesting points, you know, in the Rhema word, like that right now word. So before we even go on right there, we'll wait to see if we have a little technicals on the Rastafari Israelites, you know, wait for them to come online right there, brothers and sisters, and also the other platforms, you know, that this is live streamed to, and feel free to live stream it, you know, if the eye is up to it, you know, baraka, blessedness. So here is a hallelujah shout right here. First day. Yes, I. Who we be? L-O-J, the Lion of Judah. Yes, I.
Shall break every chain. The Lion of Judah shall break every chain. Lion of Judah shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break. Again and again. the conquering lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. The conquering
Rastafari, King of all kings, Lord of all lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah. He lets up himself, my tent and the rebel exhibit massacre on Yahweh in the goose and the gods, let Jah be praised. Jah!
Lion of Judah shall break every chain.
Yes, some technicals there, but the live stream is on, the air. So here for the first day service, right here, first day of the Shavua. And as we say, Shavua Tawab, Shavua Tov, Shavua from the Shabbat, seven days, also referring to what is known as the week, a good week. You know that good week, yeah, that word sound. You know, we're speaking this English. You know what I mean? But a good seven. So you'll hear I often would say like a good seven. You know, speaking of the seven days to come. But here within the service, here on the in and the I, we're at the eighth day, right? That eighth day, we are continuing in the Aliyot, you know, in the going ups. You know, and that terminology does appear once, you know, we're able to pick up on some of the Ivrit, the Hebrew. It does appear like, my son, thou art going up, you know, going up. Nowadays, ones and ones speak about, how do we say it nowadays? Leveling up, you know, got to level up. Yeah, ain't nothing new under the sun, right? That going up, that leveling up right here. So here for the eighth day assembly, we still have the fifth, the sixth, and the seventh Aliyot. Here we're fulfilling the first book of Moses, or the first book of the Torah, Genesis, as it's called, Bereishis, and a chazak, be strong. Now that word, like to get into this, because people say, well, why did you know, this is coming up in the next book of Torah in Shemot. Shemot, Hebraically known as the names and also referred to as Exodus, Yetziat Mitzrayim. They say, why did Hashem harden Pharaoh's heart? And this is what we say, like something is really get lost in translation. You know, the word chazak, which can mean to strengthen, as we say chazak, like speaking to a man or to the man them to whom more is given, more is required, chazak, be strong. But then chazak also means to encourage. So we can say it as chazak, awanit, chazek, the more Afro-Shemitic, modern Hebrew, chazak. Venit hazek, what we say, wa nit hazek, and make us strengthen one another, venit hazek, you know, also make I and I encourage. So now with that understanding there, when you hear one say from a Gentile mind, a Gentile KJV perspective, you know, the translation, you know, but we have to level up, you know, get to the Hebrew roots. When it says, he hardened. No, he encouraged him. You know, like you try to warn somebody and they're like, no, they think you don't know what you're talking. Okay, go ahead and do it. So that's chazak. For us, it's the chazak, be strong, be encouraged. We need chazak, make I and I encourage one another to go on with the sabbatical, to studies. Yes, I. So Shavua Tov. Wow. Good.
Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam.
Shavua Tov, referring to the week, or more correctly, like the seven days.
A good, a beneficial. Right. Often the plain translation is good, you know, Tov, like good, you know, that's the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Another way of bringing it out in the reality, the tree of that, the knowledge of the tree that, of that which is beneficial and that which is ra'ah, that which is harmful, right, that which is ill, right, that which is bad. But here, let's be glad, first day here, give thanks to the breath of life, breathe and give thanks here, riding out with the evening psalm, right? The evening and morning is one day, so the evening precedes the dawning. So here for the evening, first day service, and psalm appointed, right, for the first day, psalm 24, I and I say.
Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah. Selah.
Lift up your heads right here, Everton Blender. Let's go.
Striving for better, and we're not gonna stop till the battle is won and we get justice. Cause if you lose your stand, anyone will try to push you over. troubles and their worries. They endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And if you lose your soul, there's nothing to gain, it will be over.
Particular interesting points and going through it, you know, Shana Beshana, you know, year by year and growing in grace and the knowledge of the King of Kings, Christ, Yeshua HaMoshiach, Jesus Christus Getach. And we noticed some interesting points right here. Like, for example, as we was mentioning earlier, Genesis 48, chapter 48, what the patriarch Abinu Yaakov says to Yawasaf, Yosef. In verse 22, he says, "Moreover, I have given to thee, I, one portion above thy brethren, which I took out of the hand of the Amorites with my sword and my bow." Now, why is this a particularly interesting verse? Because if we scroll through the Torah right here, we don't find anything about this portion that he took from this Amorite. That's not to say it didn't happen, but that shows that, you know, there were other, you know, scripts and scrolls that was known to the Bnei Yisrael, to Yaakov, to Yitzhak, and even to Abraham, and even to Noah, and even to Enoch, you know. So some things you don't even have to repeat, but we find these things also, some of the other scrolls and scriptures taken out of the Protestant Western Gentile Bibles, such as the Metzhafeh, Hanok, Metzhafeh, Kufale, the book of the Ethiopic book of Enoch, as well as the book of Kufale, the book of divisions, the Parshiot, like we have the Torah reading and feedings in certain season and time. That's the Kufale sense of the Jubilees right there. Also the Testament, right, the Testament of the 12 patriarchs, like to fulfill with that as well. But this was an interesting theme, and we have a reasoning on that. And also in this same section right here, a few things that he says concerning the two sons the two sons of Yosef. It's interesting how Jacob right here includes those two sons of Joseph, you know, in with his own children. And it's interesting, Isha Shelley, wifey, she even said, and I assist you, and she said, well, I paraphrase right here. She says, because of that beloved wife of his, the Rachel, he wants to include all the children was like her children, because it's true, like Rachel, in a sense, becomes, according to type, like the mother, of Yisrael in particular, in particular, the 10 northern tribes, the 10 tribes, the 10 little Hebrew Israelites. And why I mention this like this, it's kind of interesting because, with Yehuda, right, and with that new covenant that is mentioned in what's called the Old Testament, particularly in the prophet Jeremiah, Ermias, Jeremiah, concerning that new covenant, right, that he will make, with the house of Israel, the Beit Yisrael. And so Joseph, as well as Ephraim, as you read further and study in the Hebrew prophets and the scrolls, where as a type, Ephraim, as a word sound, as like a byword or a call sign for the so-called 10 lost tribes or the 10 northern tribes, Joseph becomes a call sign for them, as well as Ephraim in the prophecy. So as we saw the study Torah, we get to recognize like how that comes in, how that comes in to the equation, right? How that comes in, and also the peculiar way in which the patriarch Yaakov, Jacob, Yisrael, how he blessed the younger, right? The younger, we could say, as in a sense the firstborn, and the elder as the second, speaking about Ephraim and Manasseh. Like to bring forward the metaphysical Bible dictionary, getting into more of the Hebrew science, the Hebrew knowledge, the da'at on that, where we have Ephraim and Manasseh, right, bringing it now into a new and living way, how they refer to the will, right? We have the will, right, the affirmation, right, that Ephraim, doubly fruitful, and the Manasseh, right, Manasseh, that kind of forgetting, or the principle of denial, that principle of denial, right? So we can apply this as the 12 tribes also refers to the 12 faculties, right, the 12 divine and real faculties in man, in the human being. The 12 tribes of Yisrael in particular, to zoom in on Ephraim, doubly afar, right? Doubly afra, right? Doubly fruitful, right? And Manasseh, that forgetting, right? Forgetting and denying sense. We find that when Yosef, when he named his two sons, Ephraim, because he has become fruitful, right? In this land which his brothers, basically sold him to. And then we have Manasseh, where he forgot all of that affliction, seeking to forget the affliction, Manasseh. So we're going to look at these applications on a higher level, the Hebrew metaphysical level, to the will, how these are two principles. And before every man, there's two ways, the plus and the minus. They say the binary. They talk about the binary system. Right. Some people say they want to get past the binary, in more ways than one. But think about it for a moment. We have this technology. The technology is based on this same science and principle. Right. The one and the zero. Right. The plus and the negative. The yay, yay or the nay, nay. And we have a perfect example right here in Joseph's two sons, namely Ephraim, on the principle of the will, right? The will and the affirmation, and Manasseh, right? On the principle of denying. Some things we have to consciously, right, affirm, make our yay, yay, And some things we have to consciously deny, make it nay, nay. And how these two sons, right, their names and even much of the narrative also connects with it. Now, we had Psalm 77 for the seventh day of the Gregorian New Year, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, Psalm 77, these two sevens clashing right here, also corresponding with the fulfillment, right, of the reading and feedings, the manna, the sabbatical manna, the angel's bread, for this first book of Moshe. We have Psalm 77 in the KJV Bible. You'll find it at verse 15 in the Sefer Tehillim. Hebraically, it'll be at verse 16, where it reads, Galta biyazaroa amecha b'nei Yaakov wi Yosef Selah. Thou, the I, hast with thine arm. Now, this is interesting, the whole principle of the arm, right? The Zeroa, right? It says that he redeemed I and I with an outstretched arm, right? Zeroa Netuya, especially coming up in this second book of Moshe. Right, as we trot forward, Kadima, forward. Here we have Gaalta, redeem, purchase again. Now, just to kind of grind on this a little bit, because, you know, we have Exodus chapter 13, verse 16, right? With thine arm redeemed, Gaalta, Be Zeroa Ameka, my the I people, Amecha, Gaalta Be Zeroa Ameka. The sons, get the language here, the sons in Psalm 77 right here, two sevens right here, in Mizmor Ein Zain, the sons of Jacob and Joseph. B'nei Yaakov, we Yosef, we Yosef, Selah. The sons of Jacob and Joseph. Similarly, we also have in Obadiah, we have in Obadiah at verse 18, the house of Jacob, the Beit Yaakov, and the house, the Beit Yosef. Together, this denotes the entire people of Israel. Amo, call Israel, all of Israel. Joseph, as we should know, was the father of Ephraim and Manasseh, or Manasseh, Hebraically. The ancestors, take note, the ancestors of the leading tribes in the northern kingdom, speaking about the 10 tribes. You know, as much to what Isha Shelley did say, you know, just meditating on it right here, you know, sister wife said, it was reasoning on that about, because of that love that Jacob had for Rachel, and then Yosef also being Rachel's, her son. You know, the first one that she gave birth to, and then we also have Binyamin, and then how through the prophets, when Yosef is mentioned, usually refers to Israel in the sense of the 10 tribes, right? And then we have Yehuda, right? Judah, the southern kingdom, that was the fourth born of Leah. Just interesting just how that kind of breaks down right there. But this is just important basic information. So when you're reading through the prophets, and for example, let's see if we can go here, right here, looking at the time here on the board, just to follow the Rhema word, follow the inspiration here on the ear and the iris. Give me one moment, brothers and sisters and brothers. Where is our other scripts? All right, let's get this right here, our other sword right here. Let's go to this new covenant. Remember when it talks about the rod, right? Talk about the rod, the two rods, right, will be one, right? The two rods will be one in his hand, let's just go here basically to the my sword here, right? The two staffs. I think it mentions that as the two staffs, right, shall be one. And it also speaks about, you know, the new covenant. Right. Let's just put new covenant here firstly and foremost. There's a few verses and a few prophets that basically reemphasize that basic, that here we go, 31:31. 31:31, the prophet Jeremiah. Behold, the days come, saith Yahweh, that I will make a new covenant. People are a new covenant like that. It's like, there's a New Testament, the New Covenant scriptures, but we have the New Covenant here in the Old Covenant, right? Or what's called the Hebrew scriptures, the groundation. Just as we have resurrection here in the Torah reading and feeding. So all the principle and true themes of the New Covenant, you know, even amongst those who call themselves Christians, New Covenant is at the groundation, that Hebrew groundation, as we have it right here. Behold, the days come, saith Yahuwah, that I will make a new covenant with the Beit, right, with the Beit, the house of Yisrael, and with the house of Yehuda. I know it's going to take ones and ones. Hopefully when you study, you'll find out we're not trying to, you know, insult ones when we say, well, it's not Yahuda, you know, but the truth is that what? Is an offense, but it's not a what? But it's not a sin. Behold, the days come, verse 27 says, Yahuwah, that I will sow. Like when you sow seed, right? The sower went forth to sow the seed. I will sow the house, the Beit Yisrael, the Beit Israel, and the Beit, the Beit Yehuda, the Beit Yehuda, the house of Judah, with the seed of man and with the seed of beast. What? Verse 28, and it shall come to pass that like as I have watched over them to pluck up and to break down and to throw down and to destroy and to afflict, so will I watch over them to build and to plant. To build and to plant, saith Yahuwah. Important principle here in Jeremiah 31, verse 28. And it shall come to pass that like as I have watched over them to pluck up, to break down, to throw down, to destroy, and to afflict, so will I watch over them to build and to plant, saith Yahuwah. You know, some things have to, you got to break it down. You got to be broken down. You know what I mean? Before we can really start afresh. Verse 29, in those days they shall say no more. In those days, are we in those days? These days, days like these. The fathers have eaten a sour grape, and the children's teeth are set on edge. You know, because of what our parents did, what the ancestors did. People say, well, we're going to that because of what they had done did. But it says, in those days, they, speaking of I and I and we in prophecy, shall no more say. No more say the fathers have eaten a sour grape and the children's teeth are set on edge. Why your children's teeth are crooked? Oh, well, this is called my daddy ate a sour. No. No more the days. Verse 30, but everyone shall die for his own iniquity. Every man that eateth the sour grape, his teeth shall be set on edge. Wow, the foods that we eat affecting our teeth. Well, they didn't have sugar back then. They probably would say something about sugar too. But this brings us here to verse 31. Behold, the days come, saith Yahuwah, that I will make a new covenant. Seen? A new covenant. Brit Chadasha. A new covenant with the Beit Yisrael, with the house of Israel, and with the Beit Yehuda. So this shows us, right, until the time of the fulfillment, the consummation, that there would be a division between Israel. Now, you see, we are Israelites, even as Judahites, but there's that difference, right? As it says, weep not, behold, the lion of the tribe of Judah, right, with the house of Yisrael and with the house of Yehuda. But notice what it says, verse 32. Not according to the covenant, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers, their patriarchs. I know we like to, in a so-called non-binary, so-called pseudo-reality nowadays, we like to say, well, their fathers and the mothers. No. With their fathers. Man up. With their patriarchs, their fathers in the day. Not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers, their patriarchs in the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Mitzrayim. That my covenant they break, although I was an husband to them. You know, there's some goofy folks who run around talking about Ashira. His wife was the Ashira of these other ites. You cray-cray. And a lot of y'all listen to that cray-cray stuff. Don't eat off a lot of plates. Otherwise, when you get the good food, your belly ache. Here we have Baal, right? I know people say, oh, that's the other. See, you're not studying. Right here, he's saying right here, he says, although he was a Baal as a verb means to marry or to rule over, to possess, to own, to marry, to be lord or husband over, to rule over, to be married, although he was a master, right? We also have Beulah, right? Beulah is like saying that she who is like a mistress in the sense of she who is like a lady master, she has a Baal in that sense. You know, Beulah, it talks about that good land, Beulah land and all of that. Verse 33, let's get to the 33rd degree of this chapter here. Just a rhema word, a right now word, inspired word here. Verse 33, but this shall be the covenant that I will make with the Beit Yisrael. With the who? House of Israel. Now, isn't it interesting that if you read through the chapter, he says he's going to make this new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Yehuda, right? In verse 31, and then also we have the same thing, I think, in verse 27, right? For example, that I will sow the house of Yisrael and the house of Yehuda, right? But now notice down here when we get to verse 33, he says, but this, speaking about the Brit Hadasha, right? I know there's some Old Testament only Israelites. I get it. We were there, but we continue to study. So I hope and pray you also studied so you can know the full of the truth. Right? But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. Here's a question. Reading. Comprehension. Why does he say that I will make with the house of Israel, and he doesn't say the house of Israel and Judah? Doesn't he say he's going to make this covenant with the house of Israel and Judah? See, because we study, we get to recognize that in that day, where he who he be, right, will be standing, right? Who is the blessed and only potentate, right? The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah. Where would he be standing? He didn't say that this covenant that I will make with the house of Israel and with the house, here he's saying with those 10 northern ones, right? Because it was always about the tribe of Yehuda, you know, that he would leave, you know, that remnant, that kingly remnant, right? David had a son named Solomon. Solomon had a son named David, right? And that son, right, of Solomon, right, and the Queen of Sheba reestablished that kingdom, right, of Israel, a kingdom for Israel in the tops of the mountain in Ethiopia. That's why it says Ethiopia, this man was born there. I know some of our brother Israelites, they think different because they ain't right. This is that zeal. Remember the New Testament for that zeal? They have a zeal, you know what I mean? That's good news, right? We the real Jews. Yeah, okay, I got that. But let's study this real word here. Right, because on the claim, the real Yehudi, right, what about the lion of the tribe of Judah? Because this is where Jah will be standing, right, if you get the understanding and understanding. Jeremiah 31, verse 33, but this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Yisrael. But he's going to make it between Israel, the house of Israel, and the house of Judah. So why doesn't he say with the house of Israel and the house of Judah? No, he representing the lion of Judah. But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says Yahuwah, I will put my law, my Torah, my law, my direction, instruction in their inward parts. Chaburim, Nikarim, dear brothers, dear Chaburim, friends. When you're studying the Torah, doesn't some things resonate? You know, as we start to study this, it's almost like, though, you know, you're probably studying it maybe anew now, and we're getting into levels that our ancestors didn't get into before. But as we start to study these things and reason these things and grow in grace and knowledge, it just seems like we already know it, right? It's like it resonates. It's in us, right? I will put my law in the inward parts and write it in their hearts, and I will be their Elohim, their true power, almighty power, and they shall be my people. Let's get to this verse right here, because we're going to have to go into this a little bit more, because, you know, people say different things, but what does Jah say? He says, and they shall teach no more every man his neighbor. You see, some people, they put a period there. They put a period there. If you're reading Jeremiah 31, 34, right, there's a comma there. Because some read this as though there's no role for teaching. Oh, the Holy Spirit teach me. Okay. All right. We're not denying that. But it says, what does the verse say here? And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord, know Yahuwah, know he who be we be. Why do we say once lost, now found? It is what it is. It, let's put he there. He be who he be, right? No longer do we have to do that, right? Because it says furthermore in the same verse, for they shall all know me. Those who are truly called, right, know this. We just have to grow, have to become familiar with it. You know, repeatability, that's the secret there. Redundancy, right? Practice, make perfect. No longer will they have to say to ones, you know Jehovah. You know, notice that we don't go around to prophesize and say, well, you got to be a Rasta. You got to be this. You got to be a, no. Either you know or you don't know, right? No more. And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know Yahuwah, for they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them, saith Yahuwah. For I will forgive their iniquity, their moral corruption, and I will remember their sin, their uckery, their lacking, their lack no more. Now let's just ask the question here, right? Now, Yahuwah, Almighty Eloheinu, right? Almighty, all-powerful. He does what he will, what he wants to do, right? What he seeks to do, right? Who can speak against it and stand if he chooses you not to stand? But notice he says he will remember. He will remember no more. See, that's the mark of might, as they say, almighty. That the Almighty is so mighty. You know what I'm saying? That not only will he forgive I and I iniquity, our moral corruption, but he will remember our uckery no more. Is it possible for the Almighty to not remember something? Well, if you got all might, then I guess so. Yes, yes, it is so. Verse 35, thus saith Yahuwah, who giveth the sun for a light by day and the ordinances of the moon and of the stars for a light by night, who divideth the sea when the waves thereof roar, Yahuwah Sabaoth, Shemo, he who be who he be of hosts of armies is his name. Verse 36. If those ordinances, the hok, the hok, hukim, if those ordinances depart from before me, saith Yahuwah, the ordinances, so isn't it wonderful? Look at the heavens. Got to come out of these cities. Got to come out of her, my people. I too, come out of her so we can see the heavens, right? I mean, to see the heavens again, you know? Notice what he says, verse 35 again. Thus says Yahuwah, he who be, we be exiav, he had lotu sephat. To him be the praise, sustainer, who giveth the sun for a light by day, and the ordinances of the moon and of the stars for a light and illumination by night, who divideth the sea when the waves thereof roar. Yahuwah Sabaot Shemo. Jehovah Sabaot is his name. Verse 36. If those ordinances, note that right there. Note what he said right there. Those ordinances. Notice the verse 35 says, thus saith Yahuwah, who giveth the sun for a light by day. The ordinances are regarding those things of the night, the moon, the stars for light by night. And in verse 36, he now zooms in on the ordinances, the hawk, hukim, right? If those ordinances depart from before me, saith Yahuwah, then the seed, the race of Yisrael, Yasharala, also shall cease from being a nation before me forever. Forever. Yeah, we posted a video about forever. Is forever real? What does forever really mean? Here, the word forever right here is yom. It's based on the word yom. Yom, which means day, right? This is very interesting, right? Get into the details. 37, verse 37. Thus says Yahuwah, if heaven above can be measured and the foundation of the earth searched out beneath. Is this why the Gentiles are trying to figure out, measure the heavens? They're trying to cause us to see. They read this before. They're trying to get to the depths, right? Trying to measure the depths. Keep on trying. Keep on going out there. Go all the way out there and go all the way down there, right? So that the meek and righteous can inherit the earth. If heaven, right, above can be measured and the foundations of the earth searched out beneath, I will also cast off all the seed, all the race of Yisrael, for all that they have done, saith Yahuwah. It is kind of interesting. You know, so much is going on in this earth. We live on this earthly plane, but they're so busy wanting to go way out and figure out all the way out in space somewhere, and then they want to go all the way down, deep, deep, deep down in the way down there. What are they trying to do? Are they trying to measure this? He says, if the heaven above can be measured and the foundation of the earth searched out, good thing they can. They just find that it's even deeper. Verse 38, behold, the days come, saith Yahuwah, that the city shall be built to Yahuwah from the tower of Hananiel to the gate of the corner. All right, now here. This is a particularly interesting part of the prophecy right here. We're going to pause on that verse right there about the heavens and the foundation, verse 37. But I just wanted to zoom in, like he would make the two, is it staffs? Still want to find that other verse right there. Give me one moment, brothers and sisters. Yes, we're going to ride up, pray to eyes. Just a little inspiration right here that we wanted to touch on right here. Where's the word, the staff? One where he will make these two staffs, right, one. Because that's another verse that also bespeaks, you know, of the Lion of Judah and of Yehuda. So he will unite the house of Israel and the house of Judah from the standing point, the position of Yehuda, even from the standing point, the position of the conquering line of the tribe of Judah. That's what that word says, unto the appearing of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who in his time shall shew, who is the blessed and only potentate, King of kings, Lord of lords. Yes, I am.
This is Psalms 24 without apology. Muta Maruka and Luciana, trust me.
Yes, it's the Lord. And the fullness thereof.
The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof.
Wild and they that
dwell therein. And they that dwell therein. For he hath found it upon the sea.
He hath born and it on the sea.
And established it upon the flood.
Establish it on the flood.
Who shall ascend in the hill of
Jacob?
Or who shall stand in his holy place?
Who shall stand in the holy place?
Pause for a moment. Got it, got it. Ezekiel 37. Just to bring this fuller point right here. Ezekiel 37, Valley of the Dry Bones. Ezekiel 37, verse 15. The word, right, the Dabar, in the beginning was the Dabar, the word of Yahuwah came again, and the word became flesh and dwelt tabernacle amongst us. The word of Yahuwah came again to me, to I, saying, verse 16, moreover, thou son of man, thou son of Adam, son of man, take thee one stick. I was thinking about staff, you know, there was thunder staff, rod, but here KJV says stick. Ezekiel 37:16, moreover, thou son of man, take thee one stick and write up on it for Yehuda and for the children, the B'nai Yisrael, his companions. Bringing out that same theme even in Jeremiah 31. Then take another stick and write upon it for Yosef. For Joseph, get this here, this Torah reading and feeding, the stick of Ephraim, and for all the house, and for all the house of Yisrael, the Beit Yisrael, his companions, and join them one to another into one stick, and they shall become one in thine hand. Right here is more on this, the two becoming one. Yes, I, Rastafari.
This is Psalms 24 without apology. Muta Maruka and Luciana, trust me.
Yes, it's the Lord and the fullness thereof.
The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof.
Word and they that
the world
there
and they that dwell therein. For he had found it upon the sea.
He had born and he done the sea.
And established it upon the flood.
Established it on the flood.
Who shall ascend in the hill of
Jah?
Or who shall stand in his holy place?
Who shall stand in the holy place?
He that hath clean hands and a pure heart. Who hath not lifted up his soul into vanity, nor scorned his equally? He hath received the blessing from Jah Jah and righteousness from the Almighty of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him.
This is the generation that seek him, the Most High God.
That seek thy face, O Jacob. Your head, O ye gates, and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in.
And the King of glory shall come in.
Who is this King of glory?
I say, who?
Emperor Haile Selassie I. Glory shall come in.
And the King of glory, yes, the King of glory shall come in.
Who is this King of glory? Emperor Haile Selassie I. He is the King of glory.
I say, who is the King of glory?
Jah Rastafari. King of glory.
Who is the King of glory?
Who is the King?
Who is the King of Glory? Emperor Haile Ai, Selassie I. Emperor of Ethiopia. King of Kings. Lord of Lords. Conquering Lion in the tribe of Judah. He makes up himself. Light of the world. Rastafari.
David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd. They shall also walk, trod in my judgments, and observe my statutes, also called ordinances, and observe my statutes and do them. Hear, hear, hear. Let's ride up, ride up. The shepherd,
David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
And David, my servant, shall be king over them. And they all shall have one shepherd, 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 one shepherd.
His foundation is in the wall of mountain. Jealous is the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of the O city of God. I'll make mention to Rahab and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyre with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
Yes, yes, yes. Let's ride up, ride up. You know, people sometimes are funny. Even some people call themselves Rasta. Some of the Rasta people are funny, and even some of our Israelite brothers and sisters, they're funny. I think it's funny, but sometimes it's not so funny if they're missing the truth of it. It acts like, what did Haile Selassie do? Like, you already know what the king is supposed to do, what Christ in the second advent is supposed to do. You listen to too much vain counterfeit Christianity and mixing up some truth and some folly right there. This is exactly what it says right here, as well as in the Ethiopic Book of Enoch. It's not so much what he is supposed to do. He has done this, what he's supposed to do. It's what you're supposed to do, what you and me, what I and we got to do. Patience, patience. You know, truth is an offense, but not what you got.
It's crazy. When you feed people the truth, you don't know how they're going to react. Scared of wrongdoers. People that's just ignorant. Scared
of
the truth.
Come on.
Be patient.
Yeah.
For now.
Be patient. Yes, yes, yes. Be patient for now. Let's ride up, ride up. We complete right here. Yeah, yeah.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. And hear, 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 Shema Yisrael, hear, 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 hear. And hear for the Chamishi, hear for the fifth Aliyah, the fifth up offering, the fifth reading here for this Shabbat, Shabbat, Wayachi, 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 Sabbath, and he lived. Hear, 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 picking up with the first book of Moses. Hebrew book called Genesis, Genesis chapter 49. He had verse 19 for the Chamishi, for the fifth reading, the Chamishi Aliyah, the fifth offering up for this Shabbat Wayichi. God da gedul da yikudein, uhu wa yagud akav. Gad, a troop shall overcome him, but he shall overcome at the last. Gad, Geduda, Yegudenu, Gad, a troop shall troop upon him. Gad, Geduda, Yegudenu, Wuhu, Yagud, Akav, but he shall troop upon their heel. Wuhu, Yagud, Akav, out of Asher, his bread, fat, and he shall yield royal dainties, kingly dainties. Me asher shemena lachmo, wuhu yitena ma'edene melek. As for Asher, me asher out of Asher, me asher shemena lachmo. As for Asher, his bread shall be fat. Me ashira shemena lachmo. Wuhu yitena ma'edene melek. And he shall yield royal, kingly dainties. Wuhu yitena ma'edane, 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 ma'edane melek. And he shall yield royal dainties. Naphtali, Naphtali, a hind let loose. He giveth goodly words. Naphtali ayale sheluha. Naphtali is a hind let loose. Naphtali ayale sheluha. He giveth goodly words. Ha notena imreya shafer. Joseph. Joseph, a fruitful bough. A fruitful bough by a well. Branches run over the wall. Bain porata Yosef, bain porata ele ayin, benota aeda ele shur. Joseph is a fruitful vine, bain porata Yosef, a fruitful vine by a fountain, bain porata ele ayin. Its branches run over the wall, benota aeda ele ashur. The arches have sorely grieved him, and shot and hated him. Wayamararuhu wa robu wayayisatemuhu ba ele chitzim. The arches have dealt bitterly with him. Wayamararuhu wayarobu, and shot at him and hated him. Wayamararuhu wa robu wa yayisa temuhu ba ele chitzim. But his bow abode in strength, and the arms of his hands were made strong by the hands of the mighty of Yaakov of Jacob. From thence, from there, the shepherd, the stone of Israel, 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 wa teshev be aitana kashto. But his bow abode firm. Wa teshev be aitana kashto. Wa yafozu zeroeya yadayo. And the arms of his hands were made supple. Wa yafozu zeroeya yadayo. By the hands of the mighty one of Jacob, mi de avir Yaakov, by the hands of the avir of Yaakov, the mighty one of Yaakov, mi de avir Yaakov, misham roe evin Yisrael, from thence, misham, from there, misham roe, the shepherd roe evin Yisrael, the stone of Yisrael, by the Elohim, true good, true God of thy father, who shall help thee, I, and by the Almighty, who shall bless thee, I, with blessings of heaven above, blessings of the deep that lieth under, blessings of the breast and of the womb. Me'el Avika, from the El of thy father, may El Avika, where Yah is Zereka, where Yah is Zereka, with Yah Ezreka, who shall help thee with Eta Shaddai. And by Shaddai, the Almighty I, we are Barkeka, who shall bless thee I, we are Barkeka, Birkota Shamaima Me'ol, with blessings, Birkot, of Shamaim Me'ol, of heaven from above, Birkota Shamaim Me'ol, Birkota Tehom Robetet, Tachata Birkota Shaddai Wa Racham. Blessings of the deep that coucheth beneath. Birkota Tehoma Robetta Tachat. Blessings of the breast. Birkota Shaddai. And of the womb. Wir Racham. The blessings of thy father have prevailed above the blessings of my progenitors to the utmost bound of the everlasting hills. They shall be on their head the Rosh, the Ras of Yosef, of Joseph, and on the crown of the head of him that was separate from his brethren. Birkota Rika, Gavru Allah Birkota Hodai, Ada taiwata giboota olam tehiena le rosha Yosef ula adokoda nezir achayo nezir achayo nezir achayo. The blessings of thy father Gurkota Vika are mighty beyond the blessings of my progenitors, Gavru Allah Birkota Hodai, to the utmost bound of the everlasting, the eternal hills, Ada Taewata Gibota Olam. They shall be on the head of Yosef, on the head of Joseph, Tihiena Li Rosh Yosef, and on the crown of the head, Ula Kadkod, and on the crown of the head, Ule Kadkod, Nazir, of the prince, the Nazir, the Nazir, the Nazarene, the Nazirite, the Nazir, Ahayu, the prince among his brethren, 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 brethren.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
And hear, 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 Shema Yisrael. Hear, hear for the Sheishi Aliyah. Hear for this Shabbat, Shabbat Wayahi, Shabbat Wayahi, Shabbat Wayahi, Shabbat Wayahi. Here, picking up the first book of Moses, of Moshe, Hebrew book called Genesis, Genesis chapter 49. Here at verse 27, for the Sheishi, for the sixth Aliyah, the sixth reading, the sixth up offering up here for this Shabbat, Shabbat Wayahi, Sabbath, and he lived. Binyamin, Zaiba, Yitra, Fababoker, Yochala, Ada, Witla, Ereva, Yechaleka, Shalal. Benjamin shall raven, a wolf. In the morning he shall devour the prey, and at night he shall divide the spoil. Binyamin Zaiva Yitrafa Babokr. Benjamin is a wolf that raveneth. Binyamin Zaiva Yitrafa Babokr. In the morning, Babokr. Yokala Ada Willa Ereva Ye Chaleka Shalal. In the morning, Babokr, he devoureth the prey. Babokr Yokala Ada Willa Erev. And at evening, Willa Erev, Ye Chaleka Shalal. And at even, he divideth the spoil. All these, the 12 tribes of Israel, and this, that their father spake to them and blessed them. Everyone according to his blessing, he blessed them. Kol ele shivtei Yisrael ha-shneim asar, v'zot asher diber lahem avihem. Vayabareka otam ish asher k'birakato beraka otam. All these, kol ele, all these are the 12 tribes of Israel, the 12 tribes of Yisrael. Kol ele shivtei Yisrael, shneim asar. And this, with zot, and this is it that their father spoke, that their father spake to them. With zot, asher diber lahem avihem, and bless them. Vayavarek otam. Every one according to his blessing. Ish asher kebirkato. Everyone, according to his blessing, he bless them. Ish asher kebirkato berak otam. And he charged. And he charged them. And he charged them and said to them, I am to be gathered to my people. Bury me, bury I with my fathers, with my patriarchs, in the cave that, in the field of Ephron the Hittite, in the cave that, in the field of Machpelah, which before Mamre, in the land of Canaan, which Abraham bought with the field of Ephron the Hittite, for a possession of a burying place. Vayitzava otam. And he charged them, Vayitzau otam, Vayomer, and said, Vayomer elehem, and said to them, Ani, ne safa il ami, kibruoti, illa botaya, illa hamira, asher bi sedeya, efrona ha chiti. I am to be gathered to my people. Ani ne safa il ami. Bury me, bury I with my fathers in the cave that is in the field of Ephron the Hittite. Kivru oti illa evotaya illa hamara asher bi sedeya Ephron hachiti. In the cave that is in the field of Machpelah, ba mi ara, ba mi ara, asher bia sede ha Machpelah. In the cave that is in the field of Machpelah, which is before Mamre, ba mi ara, asher bia sede ha Machpelah, asher ala pine Mamre. In the land of Canaan, the land of Canaan, the Eretz Canaan, which Abraham bought with the field from Ephron the Hittite. Asher kana Abraham et ha sade me et Ephron ha chiti for a possession. La ichuzata kaver. For a possession of a burying place. They buried Abraham and Sarah, his wife. There they buried Isaac and Rebekah, his wife. And there I buried Leah. Shamma kabrua et Abraham wa et Sarah ishto. Shama kabrua et Yitzhak wa et Rivka ishto. With Shama kabartia et Leah. There, they buried Abraham and Sarah, his wife, his Isha, Eshet, his Oset. Shama kavrua et Abraham, with Eta Sarah, Ishto. Shama, They buried Isaac, Avrua, Eta Yitzhak, and Rivka, and Rebecca, his wife, with Eta Rivka, Ishto, and Rivka, Rebecca, Ishto, his Eshet, Oset, with Shamma, Kavarti, Eta Leah, and Veya, with Shamma, Kavarti, I buried Eta Leah, I buried Leah. The purchase of the field and of the cave that therein from the children of Heth, Mikne, Ha Sadeh, with Hamiara Sharabaua Meita Bene Chait. And when Jacob Yaakov had made an end of commanding his sons, he gathered up his feet into the bed and yielded up the ghost and was gathered to his people. Waikala Yaakova le Saota Eta Banayo. Wayaye a sofa raglayo. Ilaha mita. Wayaye gawa. Wayaye asef. Illa amal. And when Jacob made an end of charging, commanding, charging his sons, Waikala Yaakov le Saot Eta Banayo. He gathered up his feet. Waye sofa raglayo into the bed, ilahamita, and expired. Wayigwa, and expired and was gathered to his people. Waye asefa ilahamayo. And here, Shema Yisrael. Here, Gevio Yisrael. Here, First Book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Genesis. Genesis chapter 50. The burial of Yaakov, the burial of Jacob. And Joseph fell upon his father's face and wept upon him and kissed him. And Joseph commanded his servants, the physicians, to embalm his father. And the physicians embalmed Yisrael, and the physicians embalmed Israel. And 40 days were fulfilled for him, for so are fulfilled the days of those which are embalmed. And the Egyptians mourned for him 70 days. And the Egyptians mourned for him for 70 days. And when the days of his mourning were past, Joseph spake to the house of Pharaoh, the great house, saying, if now I have found grace in your eyes, speak, I pray you, in the ears of Pharaoh, the great house, saying, my father made I swear, saying, lo, look, I die in my grave, which I have digged for me, for I, in the land of Canaan, in the land of Canaan, there shalt thou, the eye, bury me, bury I. Now, therefore, let me go up, let me aliyah, let me go up, I praise the eye, and bury my father, and I will come again. And when the days of his mourning will pass. Waya avru yemeya de kito. Waya davera Yosefa illa beta paro leimor. And when the days of weeping for him were past. Waya avru yemey de kito. Yosef spoke to the house of Paro, to the house of Pharaoh. Waya daver Yosef il beit Paro, saying, Lemor, if now I have found favor in your eyes, inna matzaiti achein be'aimechem. If now I have found favor in your eyes, inna matzaiti achein be'aimechem. Speak, I pray the eye, Davruna, speak, I pray the eye, Davruna, in the ears of Paro, in the ears of Faro, in the ears of the great house, Davruna, be azne Faro, saying, Lemor, Avi, Hisha bi'anni lemor. Hine anochi mate. Be kivriya ashera kariti li. Be ereta knaan shama tika bereini. We ata e eilena. We ekabira etavi. We ashuva. My father made me, made I swear, Avi, he shall be on me, saying, Lemor, Hine, look, behold, Hine, Anoki, mate, lo, I die, Hine, Anoki, mate, in my grave which I have digged for me in the land of Canaan. Bekivri ashera kariti li be eretza knaan zeya shama zeya shalt thou the I bury me there shalt the I bury I shama tikabereini. Now therefore let me make I go up, make I aliyah waata e elena. Now therefore make I go up Wa'ata e'ailena, and bury my father, we'ekavira etavi, and I will come back, we'ashuva, and Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said, go up, aliyah up, and bury thy father, according as he made thee, the I swear, wa'yomer paro elei. Ukvor etavika kaashera hishvi aika. Go up, elay, ascend, elay, go up and bury thy father, elay, ukvor etavika, according as he made thee I swear, kaashera hishvi aika. And Yosef went up, aliyah up, to bury his father. And with him went up, aliyah up, all the servants of Paro, all the servants of the great house, the elders of his house, and all the elders of the land of Mitzrayim, the land of Egypt, and all the house of Yosef, of Joseph, and his brethren, and his father's house. Only their little ones, and their flocks, and their herds, they left in the land of Goshen, in the land of Gishen, in the land of Hushen. And there went up with him both chariots and horsemen. And it was a very great company. And they came to the threshing floor of Atad, which beyond Yarden, Jordan. And there they mourned with a great and very sore lamentation. And he made a mourning for his father 7 days. And when the inhabitants of the land, the Canaanites, saw the mourning in the floor of Atad, they said, this a grievous mourning for the Egyptians. Wherefore, the name of it was called Avel Mitzrayim, which beyond Yarden. Why Yarden? Yoshev ha'aretza ha'kena'ini. And when the inhabitants of the land ha'kena'ini, the Canaanites, saw, Wayar Yoshev ha'aretza ha'kena'ini, eta ha'evela be'goren ha'atad, saw the morning in the floor of Atad, in the threshing floor of Atad, be goren ha Atad, wayomru, they said, wayomru, and they said, avel, kaved ze, le mitraim, this, a grievous, a heavy, a honorable mourning to the Egyptians, for the Egyptians, wayomru, and they said, avel kaved, avel kaved, ze le mitzrayim. This is a grievous, a heavy mourning for the Egyptians. Avel, Kavir, Ze, Le, Nitrai, Al, Cain. Wherefore, Al, Cain, therefore, Al, Cain, Kara, Shemaha, Avel, Nitrai, Asher, Be, Eber, Hayardain. Wherefore, the name of it was called Avel, Nitrai, which is beyond the Jordan, Asher be Eber Hayardain. And his sons did to him according as he commanded them. For his sons carried him into the land of Canaan, the land of Canaan, and buried him in the cave of the field of Machpelah, which Abraham bought with the field for a possession of a burying place of Ephron, Hachiti, the Hittite, before Mamre. And Joseph returned to Mitzrayim, to Egypt, he and his brethren, and all that went up, all that allied up with him to bury his father, after he had buried his father. And here at verse 15, the fear of Joseph's brethren, verse 15. And when Joseph's brethren saw that their father was dead, they said, Joseph will perhaps hate I and I, and will certainly requite I and I, all the evil which I and I did to him. Vayiru achei Yosef ki meit avihem. And when Joseph's brothers saw, Vayiru Ache Yosef, and when Ache Yosef, when the brethren of Joseph's brethren, Wayeru, when they saw Wayeru Ache Yosef, ki meit avihem, and when Joseph's brethren saw that their father was dead, Wayomru, they said, Lu Yisa miteinu Yosef, where Hasheva Yashiva lanu. Eitokola haraaha hasher gamalnu oto. It may be that Joseph will hate I and I. Lu yisa miteinu Yosef, and will fully requite us with hashev yashiv lanu. All the evil which I and I did to him. We Hasheva Yashiva Lanu Etokola Haraa Ashera Gamalnu Oto. And they sent a messenger to Joseph, saying, Thy father did command before he died, saying, So shall ye y'all say to Yosef, Forgive, I pray that I now, the trespass of thy brethren, and their sin, and their uckery, for they did to thee evil. And now, I pray that I, forgive the trespass of the servants of the Elohim, the true good, the true God, of thy father. And Yosef and Joseph wept when they spake to him. And they sent a messenger. They sent a message to Joseph saying, Thy father did command before he died, Avika Tziwa Lifnei Amoto, saying, Leimor, Koh, Homru, Le Yosef, Hanna, Sana, Pesha, Acheka, Where, Hat Atam, Ki Ra'ah, Gemaluka, Weata, Sana, Le Pesha, Avde. Elohe Avika, Vaya Yevika Yosef, Be Davram Alayu. And he sent a messenger to Joseph, a messenger to Joseph, saying, thy father did command before he died, saying, so shall ye all say to Joseph, ko tomru, li Yosef. So shall y'all say to Joseph, ko tomru, li Yosef. Forgive, I pray the eye now. Anna, sana, forgive, I pray the eye now. Anna, sana, pesha'a, acheka. The transgression, the rebellion, the pesha'a, acheka, of the eye of thy brethren. Wechatatam, and their sin and their uckery. Wechatatam, ki ra'a, gemaluka, for that they did to the eye evil. Ki ra'aha gemaluka. And now, we'ata. And now, we pray the eye forgive. We'ata. Sana, forgive. Now and now. We'ata sana. Lifesha'a avde elohe avika. And now we pray the eye forgive. Sana, forgive the fashah, the transgression, the rebellion of the servants of the Elohim of thy father. Wa'ata sana lifashah avde Elohe avika. And Joseph wept when they spoke to him. Why yedika Yosefa be davram elayu? And his brethren also went and fell down before his face. And they said, behold, look, see, we, thy servants. Wayalku dam echayo, wayipulu alifanayo. And his brethren also went and fell down before his face. Wayomru, and they said, hinenu lika le avadim. Behold, we are thy bondmen. Hinenu leka la evadim. Behold, we, I and I, are thy servants. Hinenu, look, see, here it is. Leka, for the eye, la evadim. We are the eye bondmen. And Joseph said to them, fear not, for I in the place of Elohim, Wayomer Elohim Yosef, Ala tirau ki yahatachata Elohim ani. And Joseph said, fear not, Ala tirau, Al tirau, fear y'all not, Al tirau ki yahatachata Elohim ani. Am I in the place of Elohim? Ki yahatachata Elohim ani. But as for y'all, ye thought evil. Y'all thought evil against me, against I. But Elohim, the true good, the true God, meant it to good, to bring to pass as this day, to save much people alive, to save enough people alive. We'atem chishavatem alai ra'a. Elohim chishavaha. Litova lima'ana esoa kayoma ze li ha chiyota am rav. And as for you all, y'all meant evil against me. We'atem chishavetem alai ra'a. But Elohim, the true good, the true God, meant it for good. Elohim, achishavaha, litova, to bring to pass, lima'ana eso, kayom, as it is this day, kayom hazeh, as it is this day, kayom hazeh, li hachiyot am rav, to save much, to save enough, people alive.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
And hear, hear, hear for this RSS number 12, Y'Yachi. Hear for this Rastafari sabbatical study, for this Shabbat Strong. Hear, hear, hear the Shavui, Shavui. Here, the seventh Aliyah, the up offering here for this Shabbat, Shabbat, Y'Yachi, Sabbath, and he lived. Here, 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 the seventh Aliyah, here, picking up with the first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Genesis. Genesis chapter 50, here at verse 21.
Ve'ata ala tirau anoki. Ekalakela etekem, we etat apekem, why anachem otam, why dabir ala libam.
Now, therefore, fear ye, fear you not.
We ata ala tirau.
Now, therefore, fear you not. We ata ala tirau. I will nourish. I will nourish you. I will nourish all. Anoki, ekalakela etekem, and your little ones, and your little ones, we'etat apekem. And he comforted them and spake kindly, kindly to them. Wayanachem otam, and he comforted them. Wayanachem otam, and spake kindly to their hearts. He spake kindly to them. Waidaber al libam. And he spoke upon their heart. He spoke to their heart. Waidaber al libam. The last days, the last days, and the death of Yosef, of Yawasaf, Ayusif. The last days and the death of Joseph. Verse 22. And Yosef and Joseph dwelt in Mitzrayim, in Egypt, in Gibbetz, in Kemet. He and his father's house. And Yosef, Joseph lived 110 years. And here, here, here for the maftir for this Shabbat, Shabbat, Y'Yachi, Sabbath, and he lived. Here, picking up with Genesis, Genesis chapter 50, here at verse 23. Vayare'e Yosefa le Ephraim b'nei Shia leshim kam b'nei Makira ben Menashe yuldu ala birke Yosef. And Joseph, Yosef saw Ephraim's children of the third generation. The children also of Makir, the son of Manasseh, were brought up upon Joseph's knees. Wayare'e Yosefa le Ephraim b'neya shileshim kam b'neya makira b'na Menashe yuludu ala birke Yosef. And Joseph saw Ephraim's children of the third. Wayare'e Yosef le Ephraim b'nei shileshim, of the third. Also, come, the children also of Makir, the son of Manasseh. Gam b'nei Makir ben Manasseh were brought up upon Joseph's knees. Yuldu ala birke Yosef. And Joseph said to his brethren, I die. And Elohim, and Elohim. And Joseph said, I die. And Elohim, true good, the true God, will surely visit you and bring you out of this land.
to the land that he sware to Abraham, to Yitzhak, to Isaac, and to Yaakov. Wayomer Yosefa illa ahayo anoki meita. Welohim pakoda yifkoda etekem we eila etekem minaharet hazota. Ilha aretz ashera nishba'a le Avraham le Yitzhaka ula Yaakov. And Joseph took an oath of the Bnei Yisrael, of the sons, the children of Israel, saying, Elohim will surely visit you, and ye and y'all shall carry up my bones, shall carry up my bones from hence, from here. Wayashba'a Yosefa et Bnei Yisrael lemor pakoda yifkoda Elohim etkem weha litem et atzamotaya mizeh. So Joseph died, being 110 years old, and they embalmed him, and he was put in a coffin in Egypt, B'Mitzrayim. Wayamata Yosefa bena mea wa asara shanim wayayahanatua oto wayayesema ba aron de mitraim. And here, fulfilling this first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Genesis, known as Bereshith, Chazaka. Be strong, we say, whenever we fulfill a book of Torah, Jah's direction, instructions, the teaching of His Majesty. Chazak, be strong. Wanita Chazeka, and make I and I strengthen one another. Wanita Chazeka, make I and I encourage one another. Chazaka, Wanita Chazeka. So here, in fulfillment right here, of this first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book known as Bereshith, B'shem Ha'av V'Habeim Ruach HaKadosh Yahuwah Achad. Be strong, and make I and I be encouraged. Chazak, Wanita Chazeka.
And that's very insane. Now he says it's touching the dead that they rise. Have you not read in the book of Moses how in the bush God spake unto him, saying, I'm the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. He's not the God of the dead, but the God of the living.
Amen.
Amen.
Eloheinu melech haolam asher natan lanu Torat emet vayeolam metei vatokanu Baruch atah Yahweh noten haTorah
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brit Hadasha Aliyot.
Kabur l'k'alu, kabur l'dimtzu, kabur l'haylu. Glory to the Word. Glory be to the Word. Glory be to the sound. Glory be to the power. Kabur le kalu, kabur le dimsu, kabur le hailu, kabur le abinu, le melkenu. Glory be to our Father and our King. Kabur le abuna, le ngusna. Glory be to the first power of the Trinity. In name of Yeshua, the Messiah. Jesus Christus sin. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam asher bachar b'nebiim tobim v'ratzah b'debreihim hane'amarim ba'emet. Baruch atah Adonai habocher b'torah u'moshe abdo u'b'Israel ammo u'b'nebiei Ha'emet Watzelik. Blessed art the I, Adonai, Eloheinu, Eternal King, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed art the I, Adonai, who chooses the Torah and Moses, his servant, and Israel, his people, and the prophets of truth and righteousness.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Adonai
Echad. Book of 1 Kings, chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. Betha ma'abuwawalet mefes kadus ahadum lak. Now in the days of King Dawid, Unai, that he should die. And he charged Solomon, his son, his bane, saying, I go the way of all the earth. Be thou strong, therefore, and show thyself a man. And keep the charge of Yahweh, that Elohim, Buruku, to walk in his ways, to keep his statutes, and his commandments, and his judgments, and his testimonies, as it is written in the law of Moshe, that thou mayest prosper in all that thou doest, and wheresoever thou turnest thyself, that Yahweh Buruku may continue his word which he spake concerning me, saying, If thy children take heed to their way, to walk before me in truth, with all their heart and with all their soul, there shall not fail thee, said he, a man on the throne of Israel. Moreover, thou knowest also what Yoab the Bane Hazariah did to me, and what he did to the two captains of the host of Israel, to Abner the Bane Haner, and to Amasa the Bane Hayeter, whom he slew and shed the blood of war in peace, and put the blood of war upon his girdle that was about his loins, and in his shoes that were on his feet. Do therefore according to thy wisdom, and let not his hoar head go down to the grave in peace and shalom, but show kindness to the Lidjot of Barzillai, the Gileadite, and let them be of those that eat at thy table. For so they came to me when I fled because of Absalom thy Windham, my brother. And behold, thou hast with thee Shimei the Bane Hagarar, the Benjaminite of Bahrain, which cursed me with the grievous curse in the day when I went to Mahanim. But he came down to meet me at Jordan, and I swore to him by Yahweh, saying, I will not put thee to death with the sword. Now therefore hold him not guiltless, for thou art a wise man, and knowest what thou oughtest to do to him. But his hoar head bring thou down to the grave with blood. So Dawid slept with his father, his Abamoch, and was buried in the city of Dawid. In the days that Dawid reigned over Israel were 40 years. 7 years reigned he in Hebron, and 33 years reigned he in Jerusalem. Then sat Solomon, upon the throne of Dawid, his father, his Ab, and his kingdom was established greatly. Amen. Kebole kwalu, kebole dumsu, kebole hailu, kebole kedemawe haile selasi fa aiva, nubus negeze et opia ja rastafari. Listen, gitachi minahanatachi in Yeshua.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
Many are calling, no? Many of God, but few are choosing. Many of God, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was chosen. It's funny, but it's true.
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brit Hadash Aliyot. 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 Aliyot.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam. Asher Natan Lanu Moshiach Yeshua. Where Habarut, Shel Habarit, Ha Hadasha. Baruch Ata Adonai, Notain Habarit, Ha Hadasha. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gave to us the Messiah, Jesus, and the commandments of the new covenant. Blessed are you, Lord, giver of the new covenant.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
The Brit Chadasha Chadis Kidan Renewed Covenant Reading for RSS number 12. Wayechi, and he lived. From Hebrews chapter 11, verse 21 and 22, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 through 9. We begin, B'shem Ha'ab, Ve'Habein, Ve'Ruach HaKadosh, Yahweh Ahad. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, He who He be, the One. Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 21, Kaf Aleph, verse 22, Kaf Beit. Ba'emuna berach Yaakov et shnei bnei Yosef lifnei moto v'yistachu al rosh hamate ba'emuna hizkir Yosef bekrab kitzo et yitzeat bnei Israel v'yitzau al atzmotayu. By faith, Jacob, when he was a dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph, and worshipped, leaning upon the top of his staff. Joseph. By faith, Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel, and gave commandment concerning his bones. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, Gimel, verse 4, Dalet, verse 5, hey. Baruch ha Elohim, Abi Adonainu Yeshua HaMashiach, Asher Kerob Rachamayu, Chazar Ve'yalad, Otanu Letikwa Chaya, Bahakmat Yeshua HaMashiach, Meim HaMeitim, Linchala Asher Lo Tishachet, Willo Tigoal, Willo Tibol Hatfuna Lakim Bashimaim, Hashmorim Beoz Elohim Aliyad Haemuna Latishua Lehigalot Laet Kates. Blessed be Ha Elohim and Ab of Adonainu Yeshua HaMashiach. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, that according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a lively hope by the resurrection of Yeshua HaMashiach of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of Elohim through faith to salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now, for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than that of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found to the praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Yeshua HaMashiach, at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom, having not seen, ye love, in whom, though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. Kaburla Kalu, Kaburla Dimtu, Kaburla Chailu, Kaburla Ketamawi, Chaile Selassie, Be Jesus Christos Sim. Glory to word, glory to sound, glory to power. Glory to Abinu Melkenu, our Father, our King, the first power of the Trinity, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Yes, I, Rastafari.
We have fulfilled all. Praise be to Mesken, Exiavi Yemesken, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus
Christos, Jesus Christos. Chazak, be strong, Juanita Chazeka, and make I and I strengthen one another, Juanita Chazeka, make I and I encourage one another, Chazak, Juanita Chazeka. So here, in fulfillment right here, of his first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book known as Bereshith. Hashem Ha'av Wahabim Ruach HaKadosh Yahuwah Achad. Be strong, and make I and I be encouraged. Chazak, chazak, Wanita Chazeka, 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 Chazeka,
We have fulfilled all. Praise be to Mesken, Exiavi Yemesken, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus
Christos. Yes, the Chazak. Look at the full fullness of it right here, Chazak. Be strong, be encouraged, and Degana.
Chazak, be strong, Juanita Chazeka, and make I and I strengthen one another, Juanita Chazeka, make I and I encourage one another, Chazak, Chazaka, Juanita Chazeka. So here, in fulfillment right here, of his first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book known as Bereshith, Hashem Ha'av Wahabim Ruach HaKadosh Yahuwah Achad. Be strong. And make I and I be encouraged. Chazak, chazak, Juanita Chazeka, 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 Chazeka,
Onimru.
Amen.
them judge, I'm born them lawyer. Rastafari is no lamb to no slaughter. Okay, heart of fire, burn them now. I burn them because I'm living too freaky. I burn them, righteousness them now seeking. I burn them, Zion all them for speaking. Make the youth them.
Get going, no time to sit down. Some people not know life is a cycle. You gotta know how to get around.
Yes, you got to be strong and be all the best you can. The world is out there, conquer your fears. And now you wait too long. Yes, you got to be strong and be all the best you can. The world is out there, conquer your fears. And don't you wait too long.
Hi, how you doing? Long time I haven't seen you. Hope you're behaving yourself, no like a good behaving citizen. Nothing come easy, you got to work hard, I'm telling you. Hope and pray for the best, cause I believe in you. Not like a stereotype, cleanliness intriguing you. Give thanks some praise for my life, and for us being here. Children can't but it's good, the system killing us. They're good in us, and we've always wanted to bring it out. Show the world what we got, the struggle continues, yo. Check the conditions in which we're living, yo. Ain't no one come giving you that you work to be a winner. Our children going to bed without having a dinner.
Yes, you got to be strong and be all the best you can. The world is out there, conquer your fears. And now you wait too long. Yes, you got to be strong and be all the best you can. The world is out there, conquer your fears. And don't you wait too long.
People are filled with expectation, that's fine with me. Opportunity comes but once, so it's time for me. I don't think of fire because the sun shines for me. Something in the back of my head keep reminding me. Give a listening ear when I call. There's good and bad, so just be good and stand tall. A lot of people out there wish for me to fall. I'm not scared, I pray to He who has created us all. Evils and the demons, woo, I don't stop with them. Hey, they don't like me, hey, what's up with them? I just can't do it without dialogue because it's like the oxygen. I don't need no folly, I don't need no crap with them.
Yes, you got to be strong and be all the best you can. The world is out there, conquer your fears. And now you wait too long. Yes, you got to be strong and be all the best you can. The world is out there, conquer your fears. And don't you wait too long.
Hi, how you doing? Long time I haven't seen you. Hope you're behaving yourself, no like a good behaving citizen. Nothing come easy, you got to work hard, I'm telling you. Hope and pray for the best, cause I believe in you. Not like the stereotype, cleanliness intriguing you. Give thanks and praise for my life, and for us being here. Children can't go to school, the system killing us. There's good in us, and we've always wanted to bring it out. Show the world, what was that? The struggle continues, yo. Tell the conditions in which we're living, yo. Ain't no one come giving you that you have to be a winner. Our children going to bed without having a dinner.
Yes, you got to be strong and be all the best you can. The world is out there, conquer your fears. And now you wait too long. Yes, you got to be strong and be all the best you can. The world is out there, conquer your fears. And now you wait too long.
Yes, yes, yes. Israel's watchword, watchword. Be strong and of a good courage. Be strong and of a good courage. For this people shall thou divide for an inheritance the land that I swear to their fathers, their patriarchs, to give them. So hear that watchword as we complete the book of HaTorah, the Chazak. Chazak, one of the primary watchwords. Be strong, also be encouraged. Chazak ve'ematz. We have that in Joshua. In Joshua chapter 1, verse 6, we have the Chazak ve'ematz, to be encouraged. Just to break this down right here and build it up, the Chazak. Chazak is the H2388 Chazak. To strengthen, to prevail, to be hardened, to harden. Like it says, he hardened Paro, the Sutanet, Sutanbet of Mitzrayim, says his heart. You know, he strengthened, he encouraged him, right? Yeah, Chazak, to strengthen, prevail, to harden, to be strong. It's like when Joseph had interpreted the dreams of the butler and the baker. Interesting. Both of them had dreams of their heads would be lifted up. One's head would be lifted up and he returned to his honor and his post, his position. The other one was hung. Chazak, the Hebrew two truths here. The H2388 BDB brings it out as to strengthen, to prevail, to harden, to be strong, to be courageous, to be firm, to grow firm, to be resolute, to be sore. Right, to be firm, to be caught fast, to be secure, to press on, urgent, to grow, right, to grow. So there's like a bad sense to grow stout in a bad sense, to grow hard, harden his heart, you know, to be severe, something to be grievous, but in a sense of one needs chazek, to encourage. So we encourage I and I going through the whole Torah reading and feeding to move onward and upward, to fasten, to seize upon it. Like they seize the day. They say in the Latin, what they say, carpe diem, carpe diem, carpe diem. Like seize the day, seize the opportunity. Chazak, chazak, wanit chazek, to be strong in the figurative sense, the figure of speech, in the spirit of the word, be courageous. In a causative sense, wanit chazek, to strengthen, also to cure, to help, to repair, to fortify. On a certain level, to be obstinate, to bind, to restrain, also to conquer. So here with Yehoshua, it's very, very interesting with Yehoshua and also the Torah studies, even in connection with Yehoshua. Why was Yehoshua, Joshua, and the Israelites under his leadership able to conquer, what, about 31 kings? 31 ites in the promised land, 31 kings. We talk about one enemy. They had 31 of them, right? And all of them had more of them, but 31 of them because of that watchword, chazak, where a mat, chazak, where a mat. Be strong and of a good courage. Be encouraged. I'd like to share this audible here from Torah reading and feeding. Previous, as we fulfilled the first book of Moshe, Genesis, it was in the third Aliyah, roughly Genesis chapter 48, verse 22, where Jacob, he mentions something that is not written in Moses' first book, but is recorded in the other books concerning how he had got this piece of land that he would give to Joseph. And then Joseph would give that land, right, you know, and we pass on to Benjamin. And upon that parcel of land to Benjamin, son of the right hand, Yamin, also Ben, Yamin, son of the right hand, and then, what is it, Yamin of days, son of days, of even the end days. But on that land that was given to Benjamin was where the temple was actually built. Now that land became incorporated into the territory of Yehuda. So we had the 10 tribes that we mentioned of the Beit Yisrael, of Joseph, of Ephraim, the northern tribes. We had the other tribes in the south, Judah, portion of Simeon, and Judah and Benjamin. And Benjamin, that was the land given to Benjamin, Benjamin, right, that became the site of the Heikal, of the temple. So there's this reasoning about my sword, my bow, and the Shechem, in this sense of the portion is that Shechem. But here on the Chazak, the Hebrew watchword, the Hebrew ancient war cry, Chazak. Where Amets, Amets, Aha.
Where's our war cry? We don't even know that we're at war. We don't understand that we're in hostile territory. This isn't a time of peace. It's against the principalities and the powers that are puppeteering the people.
Pause right there for a moment. Most don't even recognize that we're in a war. Not just a physical war. and not just a spiritual war. Remember, man is a trinity, spirit, soul, and body war. But here, Hebrew watch word again, chazak.
Where's our war cry? We don't even know that we're at war. We don't understand that we're in hostile territory. This isn't a time of peace. It's against the principalities and the powers that are puppeteering the people. And we are in a position to see souls set free.
This has been the ancient war cry throughout all the generations of the Hebrew nation.
Rock! Kasak! Where does it come from? Kasak, this is the Hebrew, the rock-like oomph of the spiritually zealous heart, the game face of a mighty man, tenacity of soul, the gritting of the teeth of the spirit-inspired warrior, and the bearing of those teeth to the enemy. Kasak is possessing a resolute and growling resolve for the glory of God, a flush of spiritual fervor, a tensing of all a soldier's muscles. There's a Kasak. We don't have that spiritually. We should. We don't. Because we don't know what we're engaged with. Did you know that you have the armory of heaven? That you have everything you need for life and godliness to push the enemy forces back? And so when you hear Kasak, your knuckles spiritually should immediately turn white, and you should find yourself gritting your spiritual teeth with a belligerence against the enemy. He goes down. There are souls that must be saved. Okay, that's just Kasak. The Hebrew statement is Rock Kasak. However, in the Bible, where that came from, it's Kasak Emos. The other word that goes with it, Emos. It's heavenly audacity. It's rushing headlong into the most hazardous and impossible battles without pausing to consider the impossibilities. Who had Emos in the Bible? David against Goliath? That's some serious Emos. Okay, he's rushing headlong against the Goliath. It's like, David, you might want to think about this a little. No, I'm not weighing the impossibility. This is for my God. It's a confidence in victory even before the field is taken. It's lambs moving with liquid ferocity straight into the lion's lair. How about the three that overheard him in the cave of Adullam? Says, oh, for a cup of cool water from the well of Bethlehem. Those guys had him off. They go running out, right through a garrison of Philistines, to grab a cup of cool water, and then bring it back through the garrison. They're being hunted by Philistines all the time, trying not to spill a cup of water. That's the moth. Mere men and women on earth are eaten up by the enemy. However, we're not just mere men and women of this earth. We are redeemed. We are bought with a price, and we've been changed into the body of Christ. A moth means swift-footed, all-believing, super-conquering, prevailing faith in the Lord of battles. What happens to the world if Christians once again get Kasak and Amos? You know what the apostles had after Pentecost? Something came into them. What was it? You can say it very simply. Kasak and Amos. Spirit of God. He came in to win. He came in to turn this world on its head. Moses' last gasp. This is his great speech before the Promised Land, which he never got to enter into. And he's laying out the ground rules for the kingdom that is about to be established across that Jordan River. Be strong and of good courage. Kasak, Amos. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he it is that does go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. And Moses called unto Joshua and said unto him in the sight of all Israel, Kasak, Amos. Be strong and of good courage, for thou must go with this people unto the land which the Lord has sworn unto their fathers to give them, and thou shalt cause them to inherit it. Well, what's happening there? The men and women of God are coming to take what was purchased, the promise. You are surrounded by 31 hostile empires. You know, that's what they were headed into. 31 empires on the other side of that Jordan River. 31. This is where we are at the Church of Jesus Christ, yet we are there without a war cry. Let's understand that we are out to win for the glory of Jesus Christ. And even if we die, we win. Doesn't matter what happens to our bodies. We obey, God wins. Now suddenly we're crossing
Joshua is the same name for Jesus in the New Testament, by the way. Yeshua. This is the Savior, the man of salvation, who has come in to bring us into the inheritance. Be strong and good courage. For unto this people shall thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swore unto their fathers to give them. Have I not commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Rock to sock. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. Rock to sock, Israel. Rock to sock, men and women of God Almighty. All the powers of earth and hell that come against your soul, and all the powers of earth and hell that are puppeteering the lost masses, you hit them square in the teeth. And you show love to this world, to anyone who would spit in your face. You serve them and you love them in return and say, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. Rock a sock, Israel.
Lots of work to be done, oh gosh, in the promised land.
Hashem Yeshua HaMoshiach, in the name of Adonai, 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 Yeshua, I, 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 HaMoshiach, I, Shia, 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 glory be the King, Adonai, 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 Yes, I Rastafari, 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 Rastafari,
Chazak Amat, where Amat, Chazak Vamat, Chazak where Amat, Amat, let's just touch on Amat for a moment. Amat, Amat, Chazak, Chazak, where Amat. And we find this right here, here, here. In Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6, verse 7, verse 23, and also Joshua chapter 1, verse 6, verse 7. Verse 7 is interesting in Joshua. Only be thou strong and very courageous, very amat, 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 H553, BDB brings it out as to be strong, to be alert. Courageous, brave, stout, bold, solid, hard, to strengthen oneself. Strong zooms in on the primitive root, to be alert. Be alert. Physically, physically, be on foot. Or mentally, mentally encourage. To confirm, to be courageous. Be of a good courage, steadfastly, firmly minded. Strong, stronger, to establish, to fortify, to harden, to increase, to prevail, to strengthen self, to make strong in the obstinate sense, but also in a speed, in a swiftness. Here, 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 brothers and sisters, sisters and brothers, this word that he gives to Yehoshua here, just have to share this right here in Joshua 1 and 7. But Joshua, the leaders of Israel, Yehoshua, and Dawid, they captured most of that territory, conquering the 31 otherites. I think it's interesting, you know, in the promised land, even what's called nowadays Africa, there's 54 nations, right? But then the Israelites only had 31. Joshua 1 and 7 says, only be thou strong and very courageous that thou mayest, get this, that thou mayest. Why? Because he says, only be thou strong and very courageous. So that the eye and I mayest observe, shamar, to keep, to guard, to observe, to give heed, to hedge about, that thou mayest observe to do, according to all HaTorah, Jah's direction, instructions that Moshe, my servant, commanded the eye, turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, stay on the path. You know, it's like that movie and Heal Up and I, Brother Ross Seymour, and the reason it's like that so-called like the yellow brick road idea. You know, stay on the path. Don't turn to the right or to the left hand. That thou mayest, that you may right, that you mayest prosper, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever, wheresoever thou goest. Now here, I'd like to share this right here concerning Jacob the patriarch, something cryptic he says about my bow, my sword, and Shechem. And Shechem.
Shema Yisrael. Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
Why does Yaakov, Abinu Yaakov, who has called his son Joseph, father and son right here, picking up with the first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that's called Genesis here in the Sefer Bereishis. Why does the patriarch Yaakov says, Wa'ani, Natati, Leka, Shechem, Achad al achika asher lak achiti yad ha'emori b'charbi uvek ashti. Why does he say, moreover I have given to thee, I, male, speaking to father and son, father Yaakov, speaking to his son Yosef, and says, moreover I have given to thee one portion. KJV has as one portion above thy brethren. Now here we're picking up with Genesis chapter 48 for the Shalishi, the third Aliyah, the third offering up, the third Aliyah, the third reading here for this Shabbat, Wa Yechi, and he lived. Here it concerns the last days of the patriarch, the last days of Yaakov. So we pick up with this last Torah portion reading and feeding here in the first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that's known as Genesis. We pick up with Genesis chapter 47 at verse 28. Here we have a closed periscope. Right? What does it mean that there's a closed periscope? Some say, well, I didn't pick up with verse 27. Right? And Yisrael dwelt, because then it would have had to leave off with, and Yosef made it a hawk over the land of Mitzrayim. Now, we touched on that a little bit earlier, but just putting this into context, that Yaakov, that Jacob, the patriarch, right, said to Bino, his son Yosef, his favorite son, right, and the reasons for such just and due favoritism has been abundantly shown, seeing that even Yosef is a type of HaMashiach. So we have the Moshiach Ben Yosef, the first advent in the person of Yeshua HaNotri, and we have the Moshiach Ben David. But here we have the patriarch. It says, and the time drew nigh that Yisrael, now here it has Yisrael must die. And he called Bino, his son, Yosef, and said to him, if now I have found grace in thy sight, put, I pray, thy hand under my thigh, and deal kindly and truly with me. Bury me not, I pray thy, in Mitzrayim. Now, going forward, this is a beautiful testimony here that picks up right there with the first Aliyah, the Rishon Aliyah for the first day, as we have the seven Aliyot. The seven Aliyot, well, it's the seven up offerings. The seven, we can say, stepping up, right, for the word, sound, power to read and to hear. The seven parts of the sabbatical manna that also correspond to the 7 days of the Shabuah, the 7 days of the strong, the 7 days of the week. So we have the first reading, the second reading, the third reading, the fourth reading, the fifth reading, the sixth reading, then coming to the Shabbat day, we have the seventh reading, the fulfillment, and the seven readings. So each day, right, you know, studying to show ourselves approved here, right, for the Shalishi. And here, at the end of the Shalishi, because the Revi'i begins, chapter 49, Yaakov's dying, his Baraka, his blessing, the prophetic of the tribes of Yisrael. So we have this 12th Torah portion reading and feeding for this Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. As a blessing of the 12 sons of Yaakov, the 12 sons, Bnei Yisrael of Yisrael, in this 12th Torah portion, the final Torah portion, right, for what we can say is like the first Shemester, right, the first Shemester in Bereishit, before we move forward to Shemot, to the names, the Sefer Shemot, the Sefer HaShemot, the names, here we're in Bereishit, in the beginning, Bereishit, in the principle, because Chokmah, the Hebrew Sophia, is the principal thing. Shlomo HaMelech Solomon, the king in the Mashal in Proverbs 4 and 7 brings it out. But here, why does Israel, it says, Israel said to Yosef, behold, I die, but Elohim shall be with you and bring you again to the land of your fathers. This is what Yisrael. All right, now note the emphasis on Yisrael.
And not so much on Yaakov. You know, the name was changed many chapters early. We see in some places we have Israel, but majority of what we find Yaakov, because how with that new name, to live up to that new name. Right? So now here comes the fulfillment. Yaakov, Jacob, Israel says that the time has come. Right? But here he says in chapter 48, let's pick up with verse 21, and Israel said to Yosef, and Israel, Vayomer Israel Yosef, Hine, Anoki, mate, Hine, look, see, Hine, 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 look, see, here it is, Anoki, Anochi, I, Anoki, mate, I die, Hine, Anoki, mate, with Haya Elohim, Imakem, with Haishiva Etechem, Il Aretza, Ebotechem, he says, behold, look, see, hine, I die, anoki, mate, but Elohim shall be with you, with haya, haya, he who be, he will be, he will be, with haya Elohim, imakem, imakem, right, imakem, he'll be with you all, he says, not just you, Joseph, alone, but with all of you, but speaking to, right, speaking to, the, we could say the nominal head, Haish, remember, he is the, he is a Moshel called Aret Mitzrayim, right? He is the Adon, right? The Aton, the Aten of the land. But for the children of Yisrael and in the order of the patriarchal fam, these words are said to Yosef, Hine Anoki, mate, Wahaya Elohim Imakem, Wahashiba Etekem, Il Aret Avotekem. He says, but Elohim shall be with you in the sense of you all. That's not really brought out always. Right? So you'd be with ye, because I'd be with ye, ye all, speaking about you all, not just Yosef, but all of the sons. This is what leading up to chapter 49. We begin off with the Revi'i, the fourth Aliyah. Yaakov says, Dain Baraka, right? The prophetic of the tribes of Yisrael. But here in verse 2-2, it says, moreover, I have given to thee. Now here he's now speaking in the singularity. In verse 21, the you there is in the collective you all, but here, wa'ani natati leka, leka, to the ka, to the I, male, speaking to Yosef directly, wa'ani, and I, wa'ani, as for I, wa'ani, natati, natati leka, natati, I have given leka, for the I, male, shekhem, achad al achika, I have given to the I, singular, one portion, shekhem, Achad, Shechem, or Shechem, right? Afro-Semitically pointed, Shechem, right? Or in other dialects, Shechem, Achad, Shechem, Achad, Shechem, Achad. I've given you one portion or one shoulder. Shechem, Shechem, right? The Shechem, Shechem. One shoulder, Achad, all Acheka, all above, Acheka, above your brother, Achai, right? Achai, your brother, brothers, Ka, the eyes, brothers. So here's interesting from the Kem, right, the Kem is saying to you all, right, he says, Wahaya Elohim Imakem, Elohim will be with you all, where Hashiva etekem, right, and he will bring you all, Il Areta Abotekem, bring you all into the land of y'all fathers, y'all fathers. Now, here at the 22nd verse, fulfilling the Sheshi, filling the actually, the Shalishi, no, we're looking at the sixth Aliyah, right? The sixth Aliyah in this Torah portion, which actually connects with Binyamin, right? So remember these two are the children of Rachel, right? We say the beloved wife or the, you know, the wife-to-be, you know, the once and always wife of Yaakov, because this is the perspective that we have, right? And so we have Yosef being given that responsibility of making sure that the patriarch is not buried in Mitzrayim. Right? So here he says, moreover, I have given to thee one portion above thy brethren, or the Shechem Achad, we one shoulder. I've given you one shoulder, one Shechem, right? One shoulder above thy brethren. Shechem Achad al Acheka, above your brethren, which I took out of the hand of the Amorite with my sword and with my bow. Asher, Lakachti, Asher, that which Lakachti, that which I say took, Lakachti, Miyad, Miyad, from the hand Ha'emori, from the hand of the Amorite. Miyad Ha'emori. Bi-Harbi Uvek-Ashti. Bi-Harbi Uvek-Ashti. With my sword, Harbi, and with Ashti, and with my bow. So why does he say, moreover, I have given to thee, or and, in the Hebrew, wa'ani, and I have given to the eye. So first he speaks to the collective in verse 21, and then he speaks specifically to Yosef here in verse 22 and verse 22. We see that he has given to Yosef. He has given to the eye. Wa'ani natati leka shekhem achad al acheka. Asher lag acheti miyad ha'emori b'harbi uvek ashti. In return for your trouble in burying I have given you an inheritance for your burial. The Shechem. What's the Shechem? One portion, the shoulder. Shechem, the city of Shechem, the city of Shechem. So we have Shechem here. Very important metaphysical implications of the Shechem. We also have Joshua chapter 24, verse 32 as a relation to this word. So when it says, moreover, I have given to thee one Shechem above thy brethren. Wa'ani and natati aleka Shechem achad al acheka, which I took out of the hand of the Amorite. Lakachti miyad ha'emori, with my sword and with my bow. Bi'charbi uvek ashti, my sword. See, who's the Amorite? You know, it's the iniquity of the Amorites. We have that in Genesis chapter 15, connected to 400 years. Iniquity of the Amorites. Ha'emori. Lakachti miyad ha'emori. Who's the Amorite? The Amorite refers to Esau. Right? Who behave like ha'emori. Right? Ha'emori. Right? Esau. So here we have Esau. Esau, who is Adam or Edom, being linked right here. Now the question is, when did Avinu Yaakov, when did Yisrael take out of the hand of the Amorite with his sword and with his bow this one portion that he gives, right, to Yosef above thy brethren, above his brothers? Now the sword and the bow, right, the charev, right, and the kashet, right, the kashet, this bow, the charev. Here's his bit, charbi, my sword, by way of in my sword, bit charbi, in my sword, uvek ashti, and in or by way of my bow. This is, and refers to wisdom, chokmah, bit charbi, the charev, chokmah, wisdom, is the sword, uvek ashti. And prayer, the bow. So we have wisdom and prayer, sword and bow. Wisdom and prayer, sword and bow. Metaphysical implications, very, very significant, especially in the mystery school of HaMashiach, Yeshua. Now, some understand the words literally to refer to the sentence to the future conquest of the land as follows. Which I took means which will be conquered or taken by Yehoshua. So even the link right here. Right, even from the Berit Yashana of that which is fulfilled in the Berit Chadasha, we have Yehoshua, right? And the New Testament sense of the name, some would say, is Yeshua, right? The past tense being the prophetic perfect. So looking at the fact that it says that I have already done this, this in the prophetic reading of the scripture is known as the prophetic perfect. Ha'emori, why is the Amorite mentioned? Both here, and also we have to compare this right here in Genesis 48 and 22 with Genesis chapter 15 concerning the iniquity of the Amorite is not yet full. Who is Ha'emori? He's mentioned because it was the strongest of the seven nations, the seven heads of dragon, the seven nations which inhabited the Kana'anu, the Canaan land. Some maintain that they are named as being the first against whom the Bnei Yisrael, the Israelites, fought, and with whom the conquest really commenced. So once we conquered Ha'emori, the conquest was on now. The conquest of the land is on once we conquered Ha'emori. We have Joshua chapter 10, verse 12. Moreover, the portion of Judah was in its territory. We have this in Numbers chapter 32 and 39. He says, "B'charbi uv'ashti," my sword, my bow. This indicates that the Bnei Yisrael had to fight. We have to fight for everything. My sword, my bow, charbi, ashti, my sword, my bow, wisdom and prayer, charbi, ashti, my sense, implying that they were victorious and will be victorious for Yaakov, for Yisrael, even for the patriarch's sake. It's also possible, some say, that Yaakov stretched out the sword against the land of Ha'emori and shot arrows against it as a symbol of victory. Some say even the sympathetic magic of it all, symbol of victory. A similar act was done by Elisha in 2 Kings chapter 13, verse 16. Now that may be the explanation, some say, of the past tense, which I took, la'achiti, Asher, la'achiti miyad ha'emori, b'charbi, u'b'ashti. For as soon as Yaakov did so, he regarded it as already taken, because in that faith of Abraham, calling those things which be not as though they were. Right, so even by that symbolic act, right, he knows that he will live, right, through his children, because his children, whom I and I are and I and I be, right, is one corporate body with HaMoshiach, with the Messiah as the Rosh, the Messiah as the head, the Messiah as the Ras, as Rastafari, yes, I. So here, just zooming in on this very important statement of the patriarch. Moreover, I have given to thee one shoulder, one portion above thy brethren, which I took out of the hand, out of the what? Out of the hand. Miyad, out of the hand, out of the yad. Miyad ha-emori, out of the hand of the Amorite, with my sword and with my bow. B'charbi uv'ashti, ashti, 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 ashti.
Peter Pan, no John, the Chris, and Easter Bun. How you eat the Easter Bun around the feet. peace and be a come and be a me tune, me fight a war. Sun na shine, your sight afar. Up in a tomb and dead no walk. Something so cool, this sky no talk. Sitting up in a me holy ark. Riding up in a the souls apart. Giving us all a older chat. Living is just a counterpart. In a me tune, me fight a war. Sun na shine, your sight afar. Up in a tomb and dead no walk. Something so cool, this sky no talk. Sitting up in a me holy ark. Riding up in a the souls apart. Giving us all a older chat. Living is just a counterpart. Must be beat with beats a drum. For months, the weeks, the heat a bun. Sun release a piece a gun. No drum, no creep around for fun. Looking around, a purge a some. Use a town, a splurge a rum. Drink around, go murder young. Older people learn me song. Now go ease the journey long. Over evil, good belong. Rasta reason out a plan. And ganja season, pounds and grand. Police, we beat the youth for one. Wap on streets, a smoke my cran. In a me tune, me fight a war. Sun a shine, your sight afar. Up in a tomb and dead no walk. Something so cool, this kind no talk. Sitting up in a me holy ark. Riding up in a the souls apart. Giving us all a older chat. Living is just a counterpart. In a me tune, me fight a war. Sun a shine, your sight afar. Up in a tomb and dead no walk. Something so cool, this kind no talk. Sitting up in a me holy ark. Riding up in a the souls apart. Giving us all a older chat. Living is just a counterpart. Counterpart, 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 counterpart.
Yes, 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 give thanks, Ross Maisha. Right there, fight the war. Well, here on the outro concerning Joseph, his two sons. There's a point that had come up that we didn't emphasize. Oh, yeah, Joshua, Yehoshua, Yehoshua ben Nun, Joshua, son of Nun, in the Berit HaYeshana, and what's called the Old Testament, right? Joshua, yeah, Joshua, he was of the tribe of Ephraim, just that point right there, how the narrative even goes deeper than the superficial. But here, will an understanding, a.k.a. why, how Jacob blesses Ephraim, symbolizing, metaphysically speaking, affirmation, and Manasseh, signifying denial. The two principles, the yay yay and the nay nay, those two powers right there, the will and understanding. So Shema Yisrael.
Yes, yes, yes. So we have in this Torah portion Ephraim and Manasseh, the blessing, right? The blessing of Ephraim and Manasseh, and how Yaakov, the patriarch, blessed his two grandsons. But he says in this Torah portion that these are his, as Reuben, as Reuben, right? As Reuben and Simeon are his. So now let's look at the metaphysics, right? Let's go into the mystery school of HaMoshiach, right? Now we have the natural, the temporal type, you know, as we read the script, you know, and we can see the natural aspects of it. But what is the spiritual, the kingdom, right? So seek ye first the kingdom of HaElohim, the true good, the true God, right? And his righteousness. So here we have in this Torah portion, which is the last Torah portion in the first book of Moshe, right? We say the first Rastafari, our sabbatical semester right here. And we have the calling of Yosef, of Joseph, right? We pick up right here in chapter 48. Now, at the last days of Yaakov, where we pick up this Torah portion from verse 28, and we touch on the periscope. Why is the periscope closed? So if you haven't gotten ear, give ear to hear, check out the periscope closed. Go look in the Scofield Study Bible. We have verse 27, which seems to be the logical, you know, beginning of this last Torah portion here in the first book. We actually begin in verse 28, which says, and Jacob lived in the land of Egypt 17 years. So the whole age of Yaakov was 147 years. Now, there's some nuance there in the Hebrew that is brought out a little more fuller. And we go to the Hebrew, and let's just do this right here, you know, just for the context. Right, and putting it in perspective, study to shoot I and I shall approve. So here we have Wa-Yechi, right? Wa-Yechi, right? And here, more better would be, and Jacob lived in the land of Mitzrayim 17 years, so the days of Yaakov, the days, Wa-Yechi. So we have Wa Yehi, and he lived, and Wa Yehi. And it came to pass, and it was, Wa Yehi, and it be, in that sense, Yemei Ya'ikob, the days, right? We have the days of Ya'ikob, right? Then it says, the Shenei Chayayo, the Shenei, the years, the Shenei Chayayo. Now, very, very interesting, the Shen, the Goshen, the Gishen, the Hushen, the Shen, and even from the Mitzrayim, right, from the ancient Gibbets or the ancient Kemetiu or Kemet, so to speak, connection, because we already are bringing out the Adama, what is the Adama? And why the more proper name for what is known as ancient Egypt is Mitzrayim. Taking a look at the HD, the Hebrew definition, higher definition, right, getting into the script. Well, the first duty of a scholar is to learn languages. That's the first duty of a scholar. So we hear a lot of ones who are their master teachers and their scholars, but they don't know the linguistics. They're relying on deep ending, right, on translations and not sourcing it, right, or going to the source or the primary resource or references. And here's what we're doing. We're going to the source or the resource, right, with the source in academics, like this, like, well, what's the source text, right? So the source text with the translation here, we're going to the Masoretic and also to compare and contrast with the Book of the Seven Seals, the Mitzvah Kedus, right, and also the Goodness. But here, Shema'ar Yisrael, this Gevir right here, we want to look at the blessings, right, the blessings of the two sons of Yosef, the grandsons, and the natural say, well, the grandsons of Yaakov, but he says here in chapter 48 and 5, and now, thy two sons who were born to thee in the land of Mitzrayim before I came to thee, I, in Mitzrayim, are mine, Ephraim and Manasseh. Ephraim and Manasseh, even as Reuven and Shimon, as Reuben and Simeon, shall be mine. In verse 6 it says, and thy issue that thou begettest after them shall be thine. They shall be called after the name of their brethren in the inheritance. Because some ask, well, how come in different places in the scripture we have a different ordering of the sons of Israel, and even sometimes we have Manasseh or Ephraim, also like we compare Revelation chapter 7, we compare right here, right, even in Moshe's Baraka that we get in Deuteronomy, the last book. So here we're completing the first book, the Sefer Bereshith. Remember even the key that we have by studying linguistics of Bereshith, the first duty of a scholar, right, and a Talmid, a Dekam Ezmur, a disciple, right, is to learn the linguistics, language. And not just for the fluency or just conversation purpose, but for the understanding, the understanding, to get to the real ground, the rock bottom, to, as you say, to bottom it out or to get to the rock bottom. So we're not on shifting, you know, depending, deep ending on, you know, translations or mistranslation. We can look at them, we can view them, right? We can study them, right? But in context, right, with a point of reference. So the point of reference right here is the Masoretic script vis-a-vis the King James Version. So here, we have Wa Yehi, right? Wa Yehi. So here, when we have the blessing, let's turn right here. We have the blessings right here. All right, the blessings right here. Let's just bring this up right here. Okay, so we're in chapter 48. Now, it's interesting because it says the eyes of Yisrael were dim for age. It's interesting. Bowed himself to earth. Then it says in verse 13, and Yosef took them both, Ephraim in his right hand toward Israel's left hand, and Manasseh in his left hand toward Israel's right hand, and brought them near to him. And Israel stretched out his right hand and laid it upon Ephraim's rosh, his ras in the Hebrew, the head, the ras in the Ethiopic, the rosh, upon the rosh, right, ris, the head, and the gutis, ris, rosh, ras. So Ephraim's head, Israel stretched out his right hand. And now he was the younger, and his left hand upon Manasseh's head, guiding, it says here in the KJV, it says, guiding his hands wittingly for Manasseh, right? Or Manasseh was the firstborn, right? And Manasseh was the firstborn. Now when we get to this is in the Sheni, connection to the Shen, the Kushen, the Goshen, the Shen. Even the Shen out of Mitzrayim, the connection for Hebrew to Afro-Shemitic is very, very interesting. What is the Shen, right? But here we have the Sheni. So we're in the second Aliyah, the second up offering, second reading here, right? Also corresponding in the studies with the second day of the Shavua. So a few points we just have to touch right here is what Yaakov, the patriarch, says in verses 5 and 6 needs to be noted. In verses 5 and 6, Now, 5 and 6, verses 5 and 6 are actually part of the Rishon, which is the first Aliyah. The first Aliyah is called the Rishon, right? From the Rosh, Ras, the head. Rishon, Ras 1, Rishon, the first reading. And he says right here, according to KJV, and now thy two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh, which were born to thee in the land of Mitzrayim, before I came to thee in Mitzrayim, mine, he says, are mine, as Reuben, Reuben, and Shimon, and Simeon are mine. And thy issue, which thou, who thou shalt begettest after them, shall be thine, shall be called after the name of their brethren. These are significant, because the next book is Shemot, names, called Exodus. Shall be called after the name of their brethren in, where? In their inheritance. Now, it's an interesting note when it speaks about the eyes of Yisrael Wadim due to age, looking at the age, right, the age of the patriarch, right, the age of the patriarch, which we are told right here in the very beginning. It says that the years of his life were at 147 years old. All right, so we get to the Shalishi, beginning at verse 17, Genesis 48:17. It says, and when Joseph saw that his father laid his right hand upon the Rosh, the head, the Ras of Ephraim, it displeased him. Actually, in the Hebrew, it brings out the sense that it was evil. It was evil in his eyes. This was evil in Yahweh's of Yosef and Joseph's eyes. This is a point that we can get into a little more of that. Just to put the context on what we're bringing forward here, because we're looking now at what is the metaphysical in the mystery school of HaMoshiach. What's the inner meaning? Right? Like we say, look to the east. Right? We say, look to the east. Or the Mizrach, the Melkatu, look to the east. Right? And looking to the east, what does look to the east mean? The twofold, the two truths. Right? Hebraically, we have the two truths. Right? In the world or the Ethiopian Hebrew, this foundation, you need to know about the two truths. There's the earthly type, right? And there's the heavenly type. There's the natural type, right, and the super, you could say the supernatural type, or there is the physical type, right, and there's the phi cycle type, we can call the phi cycle, and there's the spiritual type, right? And man is a trinity. Man's a trifold, tripartite, spirit, soul, and body. So now we see where the role of the soul, right, why the soul needs to, the psyche needs to be saved. Now, here we have Ephraim. Let's look at Ephraim first, right? Ephraim. Ephraim means doubly fruitful, very fruitful, productive. It was the second son. He's a Sheni. Right, the Shen, right? He's the second son of Yosef. He's the brother of Manasseh. Right? Now, Ephraim signifies the will. Make our wills obedient to good influences and to do what? To avoid evil, to show the greatest chokmah, greatest tibet, greatest sophia, the greatest wisdom. Now, in Genesis 41:52-52, it is stated that Yosef had two sons, Manasseh and Ephraim. And Joseph called the name of the firstborn Manasseh, for, said he, Elohim hath made me forget all my toil and all my father's house. And the name of the second son called he Ephraim, for Elohim hath made me fruitful in the land of my affliction. Now we have this in Genesis 41:50-52, the previous sabbatical Torah portion, right, for continuity purposes. Now it is very plain that Manasseh means the thought of forgetfulness or denial, and Ephraim means the thought of adding to or affirmation. So we have affirmation and denial. We also perceive that these two sons represent the understanding and will. So we have the understanding and the will. The first step that a beginner, a Deka Mezmur, a Talmid, a disciple takes in truth, in John's objective reality, is to set up a new and a better state of consciousness based upon the absolute, the absolute, the absolution, the absolute. He forgets or denies that which is lo-to, which is not good. Forgetting and denying that which is lo-to, melkam idelam, that which is not good, and brings into vivid living color, remembrance, and mindfulness the very good, the tob me'od, by affirming it to be the real, affirming it to be the truth, affirming it to be the objective reality. Now, the two sons of Yosef, the understanding, the understanding, overstanding, and the will are to be especially active in the one who would overcome and master the sensations of the body, the carbon organic structure, the body, which is the tabernacle, the house, so to speak. Their allotment in the promised land was in joint ownership. So the two of them, Ephraim and Manasseh, joint ownership. What does this show us? It shows that they should go hand in hand in all building of permanent character and body
The action of the will, represented by Ephraim, must be based upon understanding and understanding, the standing, Manasseh. Now, Isaiah 28:3 says, the crown of pride of the drunkards of Ephraim, also relation to Timnat Heres, and, you know, there's like a footer that we can study from metaphysical MBD, right? But what does this represent? This is the pride of personality, the crown of pride of the drunkards of Ephraim, the drunkards in the will, in their will, do what they will, should be over. The egotist builds up false states of mind. The thought that's back of them being the sense, the sensual, they are sensual, not spiritual, the sense gratification, the fruits that such states of mind bring forth are chaff, the chaff. What is the chaff to the wheat? They are chaff and humiliation. The mind becomes confused and unstable, producing dis-ease and weakness in the body. See, now we apply this to even a lot of these latter-day diseases or the diseases. It says in scripture, the diseases of Mitzrayim. None of the diseases of Mitzrayim shall come upon you. You hear a lot of pro-black, the cometicists, and also the Egyptologists, so to speak, speaking about, oh, well, they had all these medical papyruses, you know, down the Nile, down in Egypt. That means they had a lot of diseases as well. See, here's the connection. The true crown of glory on the other hand, and the diadem of beauty are the attainment of the understanding. Right, the understanding, the true under, inner, and the overstanding in the trifold state reflecting, right? HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, HaShalush, HaKadosh, Kedush Selassie, Holy Trinity made in His image after His likeness, the crown of glory and the diadem of beauty are the attainment of the understanding of the principles of truth. HaEmet, the truth, right? The Ilnet, right? The objective reality and the understanding, the overstanding of how to express these principles in mind, body, and in one's affairs. Now, there's more information on the hill country of Ephraim and the connection with Timnat Heres, as well as with Yehoshua, right, and Joshua. But he's also being pointed to here, right, within the trajectory of the word of prophecy that we have even in these first words here, right, during the last days of the patriarch Abinu Yaakov. But let's look at and hear, give ear to Manasseh. Now, we recognize the link now better with these faculties, right? These faculties that these names, the Shemot, represent in the mystery school of HaMoshiach. Yeshua. So here, let's look at Manasseh. So under Manasseh, just touch on Ephraim first, since the patriarch actually had kind of reversed with the younger getting the firstborn and the firstborn getting the, you could say, the second, as it were, because of the importance of the will. Right, that faculty of the will. So here, let's look at Manasseh. Give ear to Manasseh. Right. So here we have Manasseh. We have Revelation 7:6. Manasseh. Right. It from the Hebrew means who makes to forget, causing forgetfulness, out of the forgotten or from oblivion. He was the eldest son of Yosef, according to Genesis 41:51. 41:41. His descendants became one of the tribes of Israel in Numbers 2:20. There was also a wicked, a ratchet king of Judah, of Yehuda, whose name was Manasseh, in 2 Kings 21:1. Now, metaphysics. What's the metaphysics? This is the mystery school of HaMoshiach. What's the metaphysics of Manasseh or Manasseh? The meaning of Manasseh, is who makes to forget. The meaning of Ephraim is doubly fruitful. Not just fruitful, but doubly fruitful. Ephra, Yodmin, the Im, the Yadmin, Ephraim, doubly fruitful. Manasseh represents understanding. And Ephraim stands for will, the understanding, the understanding, the overstanding. Here, it denotes denial, there's a negative activity of the mind. The will is the positive or affirmative, the affirmative quality, the affirmative attitude of mind, of the aimro, of the mind, right? And the mindfulness, one's going to say consciousness, the mindfulness. So here we're looking at it in the Moshiach mindfulness, or the Christ consciousness. Ephraim and Manasseh were and are brothers, right? They are brethren. When these two faculties express in harmony, divine order is established. Will and understanding have their centers of activity in the Rosh, in the head, and they function through the front brain. Remember Yaiko, right? At Panuel, right? The connection with the pineal, the front brain, the frontal lobe. When the understanding rules without the balancing force of will, when one's understanding, the Manasseh faculty rules without the balancing force or virtue, we can say, of the will, Israel is led to worship false gods, right, or gods that are no gods.
two of these false gods or gods that no gods are the Baalim and the Asherot. The Asherot, which represent nature in its various sensuous and sensual and sense gratifying aspects. Now we need to really understand this, what the principle is being brought forward, because Ha Elohim is the nature of natures. He's the nature of natures. Number one is worshiping the creature, right, and not the creator. Man worships or worship these false or these no gods, these god no gods, when he becomes so negative that he or she thinks that there are powers outside himself that regulate his life, his liberty. He places his faith in the signs of the zodiac. He belies in a so-called ruling planet, a ruling wandering star. He trusts to luck, right, abbreviation of Lucifer, right? He seeks guidance of familiar spirits or the obia, right, and gives himself up to the influence of other people's minds through hypnotism and suggestion. He follows unquestioningly the advice given in the numerous sects, demon nominations, so-called societies of the Seclorum that have been set up for worship and worship by man, by fallen man. Now, by this worship of the gods with no gods, the false gods, man's mind is open to the so-called phenomenal, and he places his faith, his admittance in apparent powers that are outside his own spiritual consciousness, thus loses his I am dominion because he lacks knowledge of truly who he be, of I am that I am. This is forgetfulness of the power of Ha Elohim, the true God, the nature of natures within him, and it brings him into condemnation. It is then that the understanding or the ruling factor is put, quote, in chains, end quote, and is, quote, bound with fetters, end quote, and carried to Babylon. What's the meaning of Babylon? The definition of Babylon? Babylon, utter confusion. Now, what's the way to escape? What's the way out? Come out of her, my people. The way to escape, it lay in the denial of the seeming. Thus, Manasseh, scripture says, humble oneself. And in seeking the real source of Chokmah, of wisdom, of the Hebrew Sophia, the real source of wisdom and power through prayer, through tefillah, through tfilot, when we open our mind to Ruach, HaRuach, the Irid, the spirit of truth, and the clear, HaEmet, the objective reality. The understanding, the understanding, coming to the overstanding, is established in harmony with divine, divine standards. This is the finding of that true Meskel. Right, that true mesca, right, that four-sided square, right, that true cross, unilateral cross, the true cross. Manasseh knew that Yahweh, that he was, right, Ha Elohim, the true God, in 2 Chronicles 33:13. Manasseh's being 12 years of age when he began to reign in 2 Chronicles 33:1. This means that the negative mentality had involved all the 12 faculties. The 12 faculties. What are the 12 faculties in mind? Hence, all the thoughts were, quote, evil in the sight of Yahweh, of Jehovah, were evil in the eyes, right? Or evil in the eyes, the presence, the perception of he who be who he be. So here, Manasseh, Ephraim. Now, when we look at the text and we reason on the text, we can ask, well, is this the reason why Yaakov, is this the reason why the patriarch guided his hands wittingly? As it said, he guided his hands. How did he guide his hands? He guided his hands wittingly, right? He guided his hands wittingly, right? Wittingly. What does it mean to guide one's hands wittingly? And thus, also, why was Yosef? Yosef was the slave. He said, this is the firstborn. This is the secondborn. Right? And then Jacob's response is also very telling when he says, I know it. See, Yosef said, not so. This was evil. This was wrong. This was bad. This was wrong in Yosef's eyes. But what did his father say? Right? When Yosef said to his father, Lo Cain Avi, Ki Ze Habikorah. Sima Yeminika Allah Rosho, not so, Lo Cain Avi, not so, my father, for this Kizeh, for this firstborn, the firstborn Habakkuk, seem yeminneka ala rosho, put thy right hand upon his rosh, upon his rise, upon his head. And his father refused. And his father refused. Why am I in Avi? Why Yomer? Yada'iti, Bini, yada'iti. I know it, my son. Bini, yada'iti. I know it, my son. He also shall become a people, and he also shall be great. Howbeit his younger brother shall be greater than he, and his seed shall become a multitude of nations. So here we have this groundation right here with the patriarch, Yaakov, Jacob, blessing Joseph's sons, but first claiming Joseph's sons as his sons, as Reuben, Reuben, and Shimon. So what is the connection with Reuben and Shimon, or Simeon and Reuben? And why was Yosef upset? But what did, right? Even though his natural eyes was dim, he saw the prophetic. His prophetic eye had sight. And this all leads us forward, right, to the Berakot, right, of the 12 sons. But first, these two, Joseph's sons, are claimed as Yaakov's sons right here. Will and understanding, affirmation and denial, Ephraim and Manasseh,
and
affirm the good, but keep the principle of denial right in the balance. Yes, very interesting right there, brothers and sisters. Shavua Tov, good. Shavua, 7 days to come. May Yahweh Eloheinu bless the eye and I and I keep the eye and I and I cause his face, his grace to shine. Affirmation, make our wills obedient to good influences, right? And to avoid evil, show and prove that greatest chokmah, that greatest wisdom, as the Moshiach Yeshua says to I and I, that wisdom is justified, yes she is, by all of her children. Yes, I, praises be to I and I, Father, I and I, Mother, the Shem Yeshua HaMoshiach. Be well, brothers and sisters. Yes, I, Shavua Tov, Shavua Tovah, Shalom, Chavarim, Yikarim, dearly beloved friends, brothers and sisters, Shalom, Hashem Yeshua, HaMoshiach.